Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, which is 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Monty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now one more radio station signal, 94.9 FM. We're growing so big, so many listeners, that we need extra radio station signals just to carry the load. And so we're up to, let's see, 94.5, so that's at least six with Big Willie 105.5, plus the Facebook live stream. Hi, how you doing? And share this everywhere. No Dimitri graffiti today. We've got telephone issues here, so we're not able to do Dimitri graffiti. I am very sorry about that, and there's just nothing I can do about this. So we'll try again tomorrow. I don't watch award shows because typically I don't care unless there is a great host who is going to be very, very entertaining, a Chris Rock or Ricky Gervais. Ricky Gervais was the best. He's an English guy, very, very smart, very funny. He's the creator of The Office, which was an English show that was a big hit, and then they brought it to America and had Steve Carell, I think, as the lead there. It worked out very well. That's Ricky Gervais. He had been hosting the Golden Globes for a number of years, and if you have opportunity to go on YouTube and look up, do a search for Ricky Gervais and Golden Globes, hilarious stuff, because he just savages all the celebrities there in the, wherever it is, the Hollywood Wilshire Hotel or whatever it is, where they're holding the award ceremonies. He was hilarious, just hilarious, brutally honest, just the best. Well, he's not doing it anymore, and Chris Rock's not doing it, so it's like, who cares? So apparently they had the Emmy award ceremony last night, and again, with TV dying, nobody even cares that much. But to give you a sense of just how much they hate you, the talk show award went to Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert. Oh, and they're reading the stories about this, that he had a standing ovation, and they were going on and on and on, slobbering over Stephen Colbert. They were really sending a message, to all of MAGA Nation, all of the United States, saying essentially, right here, just right here, we're gonna just honor him and this, that, and the other. They hate you. They just hate you. No matter how much you hate the media, you really don't hate them enough. You really don't. From Facebook, the Donald Trump for President account posted this. Breaking, a searchable database will soon be released, exposing over 50,000 leftists who celebrated Charlie Kirk's death, listing their names and employers. This is up from 40,000. Big storm is brewing. There are other links, other websites that are doing the same thing. I'm telling you, this thing has taken off like you would not believe. It's as if everybody on our side has said, that's it. That's it. We've had enough. We're fighting back with everything. We're firing with all guns blazing. We're not going to put up with this anymore, including not putting up with all these rhinos, Republicans in name only, who are going on shows on CNN and MSNBC saying, well, we need... Everybody needs to tone down the violence, and we all need to get along. No. No. We need to fight back. And a lot of these rhinos that you see on CNN and MSNBC, and some on Fox also, like the senator from Oklahoma, Langford, I think is his name. It looks kind of like Trey Gowdy, another piece of crap. And the governor of Utah, who's a Trump hater, who cares about pronouns and this, that, and the other, and they're all being exposed. And we want to get rid of every one of them. We have to get rid of every one of them. We really do. But you really get to see what exactly is what's going on there. So let's see. What else do I have here for you? What else was I going to talk with you about? Stephen Colbert. The problem with the Ohio County schools with Unique Robinson Murphy. again, we reached out to her, and there was no response with the email. We sent it out yesterday. Reached out to the mayor of Wellsburg, Danny Dudley. No response from him. It really is amazing, these keyboard warriors. They are very brave when they're in front of their keyboard in mom's basement, and they're like, and then as soon as you call them out, as soon as you want them to face up to it, they don't want any part of that, because they're gutless. Most of them are essentially gutless cowards, is what they are. And have you noticed how there has been virtually no coverage in the local news, whether the newspapers, the dying newspapers, or the dying TV stations, about the shooter, the alleged shooter, this guy Taylor Robinson, whatever the hell his name is, young guy, no mention about his sexuality, his boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever you want to call that person, is a transgender, going through transgender stuff. Yeah, there's the transgender again. No mention of that. When the shooting first occurred, the left couldn't wait to let you know that he's a conservative, conservative family, the conservative guy. It's the right-wingers that did this to their right-wing hero, as if anybody would actually believe them. Well, it turns out, of course, again, that you've got this young guy who is filled with hate and God knows filled with what kind of pharmaceuticals. I couldn't even begin to guess. I have some thoughts on that I want to share with you. Now, normally at this time, we do Dimitri Graffiti. And it's a great opportunity for you to call in and say or do anything you want to say or do, but do not interact with the host. You have to abide by the rules of engagement. In fact, I'll just read them to you, even though we cannot do it today because of the latest technical challenges we have here. Rules of engagement: do not have your radio on when you call. Don't wait for the show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local laws, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Those are the rules. And we had a great response on Wednesday, the last day. I'm on 3 days a week. That's it. That's all they want me on, just three days a week. They say you're pretty much worthless for Thursday and Friday. Okay, fine. But on Thursday, we had a great show. Or excuse me, Wednesday, we had a great show. And again, I'm sorry that we can't do it today because of our challenges here with our equipment. But it's a great opportunity for you to call in and say or do whatever you want. Make references to other parts of the show. Make references to people here. You know, feel free with all of that. Let me use this time that we normally would do for Dimitri Graffiti to have me share something with you that virtually nobody talks about. And that is mental health as it relates to all these shootings. A lot of these shootings, not all, but the vast majority certainly seem to be done by people who are either trans or transitioning or are militant gender type people. I mean, with their manifestos and everything. On and on and on. I happen to believe, in fact, I strongly suspect, I cannot prove this, I don't have smoking gun evidence, but I strongly believe that the real issue here is not mental health. It's pharmaceuticals. It is my belief, especially with all these trans people who are doing these horrific crimes, killing all these people, doing terrible stuff. I believe it's the pharmaceuticals that are being pumped into their systems that are causing a disproportionate amount of them. I mean, the numbers are insane when it comes to the horrific violence committed by people who are clearly trans. And I don't think it's because they're trans at all. I think it's because of the pharmaceuticals. I think it is the drugs that they've been pumping into them, whether one drug or a series of drugs, a different cocktail of it, that over time causes some of these people to have these mental health episodes that are off the chart that cause such horrific violence. I cannot begin to understand what life would be like for someone who is not heterosexual and who's not happy in his own gender. Let's say me. I happen to be heterosexual, not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm perfectly fine being a male. I have no problem with people who are not heterosexual. Whatever you know believe and feel and want, that's who you are. I have no problem with any of that. I can't begin to understand the transitioning. Men who feel that they're really women, women who think they're really men or whatever, can't begin to understand it. But there's no reason to think that they would be any more violent than anybody else. In fact, I can make the argument very easily that if you're the type of person who is willing to chop off body parts because you don't feel good about who you are and you want to transition, you're not a violent person. If you're going to harm anyone, if you're going to harm anyone, you're going to harm yourself, but not other people. Trans people, non-heterosexual people are no more violent than anybody else. And when you look at the vast majority, this is really important, the vast majority of people, trans people, non-heterosexual people, 99.9% of them are not violent. They're law-abiding, peaceful people. Same thing with 99.99% of gun owners. They're law-abiding, peaceful people. So what is it about this tiny, tiny percentage that causes so much of this horrific violence, this horrific damage? The vast majority of trans people and other LGBTQ+++++ with peaceful, law-abiding citizens. We can disagree about the politics or whatever, that's fine, but they're peaceful, law-abiding citizens. I mean, they are. So what is it that causes a tiny percentage of them, because again, the vast majority are peaceful, law-abiding citizens, what is it about that tiny majority that causes them to commit such violence that it's a spike that's off the charts? Butchery and mayhem and destruction beyond belief. It's not in their nature. It can't be in their nature. Because the vast majority of these people are peaceful, law-abiding citizens. What's left? The pharmaceuticals. It's the pharmaceuticals. It has to be the pharmaceuticals that are doing this to these people who, honest to God, can't begin to help themselves. You have a great day.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.